now, from Hollywood, Romance. Romance, transcribed stories of love and adventure, of comedy and crisis, of conflict and human emotion. Today, a dramatic and incisive look into the life of one man, starring Vic Perrin as Ben, Virginia Gregg as Anne, and John Daner as Fritz. Herewith, John Dawson's compelling story, The Jackhammer Leg.
Okay, buddy, give me another one.
You are Mr. Webster?
Oh, you're the guide.
Fritz Müller.
All right, Fritz, have a drink.
No, in my work, I do not drink.
Afraid of a little old mountain, Fritz? Is that it? Okay, I'll get right to the point. Tomorrow morning, we're going to climb it right to the top, you and me.
Tomorrow? Mr. Webster, this is not the best weather.
You are the guide, Fritz.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, then don't tell me when to do my mountain climbing. You just help me do it.
Huh? And I only thought if perhaps we waited another day, the winds might let up, there would be less danger.
Then why would we climb it at all? Don't mind me, Fritz. Sometimes I get a little too enthusiastic. Have a drink.
No, thank you.
How soon can you get your equipment together?
Mr. Webster, I understand your desire to climb our mountain. I feel it myself, this exhilaration, the sense of accomplishment, of perhaps a triumph, but there must be caution, too. Perhaps next week, even day after tomorrow, there will be good conditions. Even then, this mountain of ours is challenge enough for most men.
But not for me. Understand that, Fritz. Understand that. Right now, before we begin, I like odds when I win. Real odds. It separates the men from the boys.
Or the boys from the men.
Listen, if you don't want this job, you can turn right around and head back into that little overheated hotel room you live in and put a nice wool blanket over your head and wait for summer. That's up to you. I'm going climbing tomorrow, with or without you.
Very well. I go with you.
Couldn't turn down the money, could you, Fritz? Old Ben Webster pays pretty big.
I do not go with you for your money, Mr. Webster.
Oh? Then why?
Because I hate to see even a fool kill himself.
Found a guide.
What?
Look out there at that mountain. Oh, you're mine this time tomorrow, baby. 13,282 feet. Ben Webster's going to stand right on top of you and spit. Now, what do you think of that?
You found the guide where?
He lives here in the hotel. I met him down the village. You follow that little furrow there up until the time the sun comes up. Once that happens, it gets sloppy, so you cut over to the left and use the hobs on the rocks. Then you start roping it when you get above timberline. Well, what's the matter, Ann?
You were going to be back here at 7 for dinner.
Well, didn't she eat?
I had something sent up to the room.
Atta girl.
How long have you been planning the climb?
Well, ever since we got here.
I mean, did it take all evening to hire the guide and drink whatever you've been drinking?
Oh, now, don't start that.
Benny boy has to relax.
Come here.
No.
I'm your husband. You could be in Zurich by morning, get a plane to Paris from there, couldn't you?
Wouldn't make any difference, would it, Ben? You'd drink more whiskey and forget we were going to eat together. And go on being rich Ben Webster, who had God put a mountain in the Alps for him to climb.
You think about that, Anne, that running out on me. I'm your husband.
I have to get an early start tomorrow. That furrow won't be any breeze.
Could we talk, Ben?
Sure. What about?
Us.
What about us?
Ben, listen to me. The way you once did. I think I know what it is. I was in college. First time away from home when you came along, Ben. You took over what the family had been doing. I mean, I leaned on you. I've been leaning on you ever since, and I want you to let me go, Ben. Let go of me, please. I can't be a plaything anymore. I'm worn out. I'm sick and lonely and no use to you at all. We've never really been married. You just keep me around watching you fly your planes, sail your boats, climb your mountains, waiting in hotel rooms for you to come back. Ben, let me go, please.
Go back.
Go back? Why?
Storm. It'll be up in another 2 hours. No chance for the top.
Oh, what do you mean, no chance? There it is. All we have to do is get up there. What's a snowstorm?
We go back.
You go back, Fritzy. I'll go up. I told this mountain I'd climb it today, and I can't break a promise. All right, come on, give me the picks.
The wind has pulled part of the drifting away. There may be slides.
I'm not taking another hour to get over and follow the rocks. I'll take my chance on the snow. And incidentally, you're fired.
You're a foolish man, Mr. Webster.
I'll see you, pal. Give me those things.
I'll wait for you here.
Don't bother.
Avalanche! Jump over here! Quick!
Oh! Oh! What?
My leg. My leg is busted.
I'll get you back to the hotel.
Yeah. Yeah.
Aye. It goes how? Mm-hmm.
Oh. Swell. Just dandy. You want to dance a rumba?
Let me see now. Ach, du lieber Gott.
You said it.
The color changes. That's gangrene?
I don't know. White to pink to black. Black is coal. How would you be about getting hold of the doctor?
Well, I've just inquired. The doctor is away at Austerfessel. The snow is too heavy for him to return.
What about my wife?
At the desk. They say she took the morning plane to Zurich.
Swell. Well, then tell me this. Is there an aspirin or a sleeping pill in this place? Is there something to help me? Maybe you've got a gun. I can shoot myself.
No, wait, no. Here. Try this.
Okay.
Now. Not too much at a time now.
It's all the same to you. I'll do my own drinking my own way. How old are you, Fritzy?
Me? I am 42 years of age.
Oh, pal, I'll never see 42. Now, with this. But you think of me every time you take a swig of cognac from now on. You think of me good and hard. Benjamin A. Webster. died at 34 with a black leg.
Now, you do much better to lie still, Miss Now. Still.
Why did that lousy doctor have still, to go to a Mr. lousy Epstein. Place like... Why do you have to go to a place like Osterfessel? Dear, I'm getting gangrenous, and the lousy doctor's in Osterfessel. All he had to do was be here and jerk the leg around and stick in the splint, pick out the pieces and tidy up. But he's in Osterfessel drinking beer, and I'm lying here getting drunk enough to die. Fritzy, you got a soft face and a bad stomach. You better get out of here. Go on, get out! I want to meet my maker.
Yeah. Yeah, I go.
Airport inn. How did this happen?
Avalanche. He had to jump to save himself. The leg. The doctor, he's been raving most of the night.
Mm-hmm. Who are you?
Hello, Ben.
Where's my cognac?
Apparently you drank it all.
I'll have a back rub and another bottle of cognac. Make it snappy, nurse.
Put the thermometer under his arm.
Yeah.
Where did this happen?
He's Nair. He wanted to go on up, storm and all. Now, I get the pieces of wood, yeah?
Yes, and the other things. Yeah. Ben. Ben.
I hear you.
It seems I'm the only one in the village who's had any training at all.
Swell. Can you save my life?
I can try.
Can you save my leg?
I don't know.
Look, if you can't save my leg, don't bother saving my life, nurse. Let's put it that way.
Is this what you wanted?
Yes. Lay them right along here.
Yeah, sure.
Take this, Ben. Go ahead, it'll help you.
Okay. Why don't you... Fritzy, have one. We can all get dreamy.
I have no anesthetic, Ben. I'm going to try to help you. I can understand what kind of pain this is. Now try to help me.
I tell you what, nurse. You get an axe and chop it off.
Help me to help you, Ben. Sorry, I'm sorry. All right, Mr. Miller.
Yeah. What goes?
I'm getting ready to put this in splints. Hold it like this. Both hands on the ankle.
Yeah.
You hold your hands on this, Ben.
Now what?
Now. We're going to put your leg in traction. Fritz.
Don't close it. The air feels good.
You're awake.
Been awake for a long time. I just didn't want to open my eyes.
How does it feel?
Like somebody stuck a jackhammer inside my leg, turned it on, and walked away. Tell me something. Is there a jackhammer in there?
No, lie still.
Well, you look close.
It's splinted.
It is.
Yes.
I wasn't around for that lovely part of it, I guess.
No, you passed out. Fritz brought more cognac.
Let's try it. Give me. What time is it?
7 o'clock.
Morning?
Yes.
What's your name?
I'm Ann Webster.
You're from the States. Where?
Saginaw, Michigan. Ben, don't you recognize?
If I could stand on my feet, I'd make a pass at you, Ann. That's what I do. That's the kind of fella I am.
Better lie still and try not to talk too much.
I said that's the kind of fella I am. Now, what do you think of that?
I know what kind of man you are. You talked a great deal all night.
That must have been snappy. Tell me about it.
You spoke of your life, and what it had become to you.
Delirious?
Yes.
Deliciously delirious. Aren't you going to ask me about my wife? Well, she's my wife in name only. She's told me that plenty of times. She says I'm a rich boy who never grew up and just played bigger games. She said she was going to leave me a dozen times. She said, let me go, Ben. I wouldn't let her go. Fritzie said she took a plane to Zurich. I got a feeling this is my deathbed and I'm saying a few thousand last words. Let's you quote me as saying I died drunk and happy. Will you kindly do that for me, nurse, in case anybody asks you? What's your name?
Ann Webster. I'm Ann. Mr. Miller.
What?
Mr. Miller.
Come here, nurse. You are a very pretty nurse Saruni, Ann. That's what you are. You're a fine nurse Saruni, but you're not much of a surgeon, old dear. In fact, you're one grand lousy surgeon.
Ben.
My leg and the jackhammer are now one solitary, indivisible item. They're jumping up and down on the sweetest hangover leg I ever had. As a matter of fact, the hangover's spilling out.
I had to set it to drain. Mr. Miller!
I come.
What's your name, nurse?
Ann Webster.
Ann Webster?
Don't move, Ben.
Yeah, you called me.
This is between my nurse and me. Get out of here. Now, will you kindly remember your Florence Nightingale and move my aching leg for me, or do I bust off the end of this bottle and shove it in your kindly face? Will you do that? Will you do that?
Ben!
I take over
Ben.
Now.
Please, suffering terrible.
Yeah.
Will you take that jackhammer out? Take it out!
We'll return to romance in just a moment. Say, how well do you know the song star June Valley, or Johnny Johnston, the popular musical comedy star of stage and screen, or Ellen Connolly, the food editor of Good Housekeeping magazine? Well, they're all accomplished people who have earned acclaim in their professions, and that's why Kathy Godfrey has invited them to her program today over most of these same stations. And now for the second act of Romance.
Glass of water.
What?
I'll die of thirst in about 20 seconds if I don't have a glass of water.
More.
Wait.
Are you hungry?
No.
You warm enough?
I think so, yes. Storm's over. Isn't that the sun?
Yes.
What time is it?
2:30.
I always wanted to ask somebody who knew, is it the same thing, unconsciousness and sleep?
You can consider it the same thing.
I will. Thank you. It clears up that little problem in my book. And there's one more little problem I'd like to clear up, Anne. Have you been here all this time?
Yes.
Why?
I was the only one who could help.
Have a cigarette?
If you like.
Cried in front of you, Anne, and I'm worried about it.
It was natural.
Well, I'm in a very unnatural situation, and I'll worry about it just the same if it's all the same to you. Thank you. I cried because it hurt.
Put your ashes in this.
I must have talked my head off. That was something you didn't bargain for either. Did you stick around here to see me cry and hear me talk? What do we do about it, Anne?
I'm leaving for Zurich on the 4 o'clock plane. Dr. Schoenhauer's on his way here now. Rest, Ben.
You haven't asked me how my leg feels.
I know you can't feel it now.
Will I get better?
That depends on you, Ben.
I thought nurses were supposed to hold your hand and tell you everything's going to be all right.
It wouldn't do any good to say that to you. If you want to live, it's up to you. Don't laugh. You've been trying to kill yourself for years. In the cars, and the planes, and the boats, water and the snows. All over this earth you've been trying to do it. And take me with you. You went up on top of the mountain and tried to kill yourself. You're trying to kill yourself now. You've tried before. You were a majestic, clean, wonderful man when I first met you. It wasn't wrong to love you then the way I did. It'd be wrong now to let this go on. Oh, I haven't been a part of you for years, Ben. While you were delirious, you spoke of all the ugly things we've ever known, none of the beautiful things. Oh, you're too far away now, Ben.
But you just opened up. The conversation was getting meaty.
Ben, if you think this is the place, you can die here now. You can die here, alone and unloved, cursing whatever brought you here. I think it's vulgar and it's miserable. But most of all, it's undignified. There should be some dignity even in death. But that's up to you. You can make it, like our life's been, as ignominious as you wish.
I'm going to die?
Your leg can heal. Look to yourself first, Ben. Good luck.
That isn't painting it, Sister Anne, not a bit. That's the whole thing in a shell hole. You must have got yourself an earful hearing me talk. Anne! 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 I don't know what I was going to say anyhow. There's something I should have told you. I was in a hospital during the war. They had me stitched up here and here, and they told me I had to eat to stay alive. One morning, the orderly came in with a plate of scrambled eggs, and the eggs were wet and soggy. I remember that orderly propped me up in the bed so I could eat, and when he got close enough, I reached out, and I grabbed him by the back of the head, and I shoved his face into the eggs. He never brought me soggy eggs again. Lousy orderly. He went screaming down the hall and came back with the O.D. I told the O.D. when he picked himself up 3 Purple Hearts, he could come in and I'd let him scramble some eggs for me. It's been that way all the time. Lousy orderly, lousy doctor, lousy... And I don't want to live this way anymore. I don't want to die this way. And...
The doctor is downstairs and it goes how?
Better, Fritz. Better. I just decided to live for a change.
Ah! This is good, good, good.
It is good, Fritz. It's really good.
Romance is produced and directed by William Frug. The Jack Hammer Leg was written by John Dawson and starred Vic Perrin as Ben, Virginia Gregg as Anne, and John Daner as Fritz. Music is supervised by Jerry Goldsmith. This is Dan Cubberly inviting you to hear Romance transcribed next week at this same time. Not all discoveries are the direct result of painstaking research, as you'll discover when you hear Tremendous Trifles today for the amazing but true story of how a clumsy laboratory assistant precipitated the discovery of one of man's most useful products. Tremendous Trifles is now a regular Saturday feature over most of these same stations. Don't miss this fascinating and unusual show every Saturday following Gunsmoke. Stay tuned for Gunsmoke, which follows immediately on most of these same stations.